Once upon a time, there was a pretty little princess called Pinesy. Pinesy lived in the magical forest of Quilabatha, and it was located on the top of the tallest mountain in the land of Quiltharas. Now, you see, Pinesy was an elf, and so, even though she was 100 years old, she was still relatively young, inexperienced in many of life's pleasures and gifts, and she wanted to travel, see the world, see what it had to bring, but her father was a stubborn old elf who didn't see it, how shall we put it, fitting for a princess to travel the lands alone, and especially not since she was an elf and they had certain customs and such. Keeping her in place, she had her princess duty she had to do, but Pinesy was a rebel. She wanted to travel, so one late night, she decided that it was time, so she packed some clothes, took a bag of gold coins, strapped it to her belt, and draped a coat over her, put on her boots, and headed out. She snuck down the side of the building they lived in the town, climbed over the wall, because, you know, elves are pretty agile, so that was not really an issue. So, Pinesy dropped down outside the wall and decided to go north, so she had to go to the other side of the wall, but that wasn't really a problem either, because elves are notoriously not afraid of the outside world, so guards and such, it's not really a thing in the elven communities. I mean, they did have watch posts and stuff, but they were usually just singular elves hidden somewhere in a forest, ready to scout out anyone who might pass by. So, Pinesy headed north, and as we all know, north was the way to the Dwarven Kingdom. She walked and walked till she got to the edge of the forest, where she was greeted by another elf called Steel. Now, Steel was a young elf, a bit older than Pinesy, but highly regarded as one of the best scouts in the land, and he said, "What are you doing here, princess?" And Pinesy said, "I want to go on an adventure. Please let me pass, Steel." And Steel sighed, "Silly little princess, but what can I do? I have no power over you. So I have to let you go, but I am going to tell your father, so you best be fast, because he is going to come get you." "Okay," Pinesy said. So she went on her merry way and thanked Steel for being so kind, or for looking the other way, whichever you choose. And Pinesy walked. She was walking the meadows, the plains, the fields, the tall grass that sometimes grew where the horses would run, and the unicorns, because of course there are unicorns. Pinesy loved the unicorns and the horses. But one fateful day, she got to this big mountain with a big entrance, and she knocked on the big entrance, and she got no response. Nothing. What had happened was, this was the entrance to the Dwarven Kingdom of Khuzdul, and dwarves are even more so secretive and don't give a damn about the world around them. If you enter the mountain, however, it's different. You have to get in through the gate first, and that's, let's say, not as easy to do as to trespass through a woodland area, whatever, forest. Pinesy knocked, and knocked on the gate, but to no avail, because no one ever answered. Except for one day, because Pinesy spent a few days there. On the third day of knocking, a bear encountered Pinesy. This was no ordinary bear. This was quite a big bear. From what she could tell, it was a cuddly bear. But the bear actually spoke to her, so it must have been a druid or a shaman or something. The bear said, "What are you doing here, young lady? Such a young elf like you should not be wandering alone." To which Pinesy said, "I understand that, Mr. Bear, but I want to go travel. I want to see the world, and even though I'm a young elf, you can't stop me. So, do you have any idea how to get into this mountain? Because I really want to see the dwarves." Said the bear. "Maybe. I might have an idea, but you'll have to sing for me."
"Sing for you?" she said.
"Yes, sing for me. You know, I am an old druid, and druids love singing, so perhaps you could sing 'My Heart Will Go On' by Celine Dion." "Yes, I think that is a very fair suggestion."
To which Pinesy said, "Okay," and she started singing. She sang so beautifully for the bear, and the bear was really happy, very happy. He sat on his butt, and he listened to the beautiful, beautiful voice singing that lovely song. And as she was done, the bear went over to the gate and said,
"Koltaras, show Uknas." And the gate opened.
"Thank you, Mr. Bear," Pinesy said, and headed into the Dwarven Kingdom.
"You're most welcome,